Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the show. Today is April 5th, 2015. According to our modern day calendar, today is supposed to be what is known as Easter Sunday. Now, this is the Easter weekend, at least what we call Easter. It all has the supposed to have to do with the Passover and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, it has been what is called to be Easter now, which according to the Bible, it's no Easter. It's no bunny rabbits and Easter eggs and so forth. All this paganism got mixed up somehow with the Passover and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not gonna even do a program on this today. I'm gonna do a program on some things that's happening. I mean, I'm not saying that this is not a serious subject, because we don't even know whether this is the right day, and I don't think it is, for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know, some says this and some says the other, another day or what have you. So I'm not going to even get into that right now. I'm going to get into something that's this is real important. I'd say really important. This is some current events and some news that some troubling things is going on right now today, and it does involve Christians. If you notice the news, I know you have, over in Kenya during the weekend, news sources claim that there's at least 151 or more students was massacred at this university over there. And these radical Islamic radical people, they call themselves, I think, jihadists. So that, you know, you can call them whatever you want to. You got the Boko Haram and all these different ones. But they are radical. They are Islamic radicals. And according to the news sources, they attacked these students, and they single out the ones who was supposed to be Christians, non-Muslims, non-Islamic. Now, what I want to say in this little time I have on this program today is, according to sources and our history, Islam supposed to have started was started by Muhammad. Now, what I want to say is this: that's true in a sense, but it's not really true when you get to the root of it. and where it really started, who it came from. This is what I want to get into today. And this not only goes to this particular type of Islamic radicalism, you might say, and this is not putting down all people that of the face of Islam. There are peaceful people that just practice their religion and they basically do unto others that they would have them to do unto them. But you got this radical side, and this is what I want to talk about. It didn't start necessarily with Muhammad. Now, he was the offspring of this, but it didn't start there. It started back, you go to Genesis 16, and just write this down, because I don't have time to go through all of this. I only got a few minutes here, but you go to Genesis 16 and start at the first verse. Now, I'm going to kind of skip around inside of this Genesis 16 from the first verse to the 16th verse, and you can read the whole thing. Now, back there at that time, Sarah and Abraham, they were married, but they didn't have any children. So I'm just going to sort of lay a foundation here where you can understand this. Now, in verse 16 of Genesis 16, I'm going to go there first. It says, Sarai, he called her Sarai then, instead of Sarah, and Abram, and his name was Abram instead of Abraham, but I'm going to be saying Sarah and Abraham just to clarify the whole thing. Says, verse 16, says, now Sarah and Abraham's wife bare him no children, and she had a handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar, and Sarah said unto Abraham, behold now, the Lord has restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go into my maid, it may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarah, or he listened to her. Now, the reason this is so important here is God had promised Abraham a son. Matter of fact, he had promised him a son, and he had promised him that his seed would be, as the sand of the sea. But nothing had happened. So Sarah and Abraham, I'm going to put the fault on him. She the one suggested it, that Abraham would go into Hagar and maybe bear some children for them in the place of the children that God was supposed to Abraham was going to have. Now, I'm blaming Abraham because he was the man. He was supposed to be the head. He should not have listened to Sarah in the first place, but he did. And it says here verse 2 of Genesis 16, and Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarah, or listened to her. And Sarah, Abraham's wife took Hagar, her maid, the Egyptian, and Abraham dwell in the land of Canaan. Now, he went into her. Hold on just 1 minute here. He said, Abraham's wife took took Hagar, her maid, to the Egyptian, handmaid the Egyptian, after Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband, gave her to Abraham to be his wife. Now, if what it mean here is, you know, it wasn't no marriage ceremony or whatever. He basically had an affair with Hagar. And he said, he went into Hagar, and she conceived, and when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despising her eyes. In other words, she got beside herself with Sarah, you know, since she was once bearing Abraham's children, a child, and Abraham and Sarah couldn't. And fifth verse said, Sarah said unto Abraham, my wrong be upon thee. I have given my maiden unto thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes, and the Lord judged between me and thee. And Abraham said unto Sarah, behold, the maid is in thy hand, do unto her as it pleased thee. And when Sarah dwelt harshly with her, she fled from her face. This is Hagar. An angel of the Lord found her by the fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in by the way of Shur. And he said, Hagar, Sarah's maid, whence comest thou? And I'm going to try to skip some of this because the time is running out real fast. I don't have a lot of time. And the angel told her what to do, to go back to Sarah and submit herself and so forth and so on. Okay, she did that. Now, the angel, first, let me go to verse 11 where I can try to make a little more sense of this. I'm going to let you read it, the whole thing, when you get time. In verse 11, say, and the angel of the Lord said unto her, behold, thou art with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has heard thy affliction. Now, verse 12, it says, and he will be a wild man. This is what I want you to grab a hold to here. He will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of his brethren. Now, this is the thing, this is the part I want to get over to you. Now, Muhammad is the offspring of Ishmael. And so, this is a fulfilling of that prophecy back here in Genesis 16 and 12, when God said that he would be a wild man. These radical people, they come. These are the seeds of Ishmael. They are the wild man seed. That's why there's no reasoning with these people. They are wild. They're radical. When this religion was established, see, it's conflict between Abraham's heir, which was Isaac, and the child that Abraham had by Hagar, which was Ishmael. That's why all the conflict and all the division and stuff, you see all this stuff over in Israel, and all the conflict between this is no accident. It came from back there. And the thing that I want to emphasize here is, you know, you can do stuff. You know, God can make you a promise, and he seems like he's forgotten. You know, it's been a long time. You know, what's God up to? He said he's gonna do this, and he said he's gonna do that, and he hasn't done anything. and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, maybe I need to go out here and give God a hand, you know, kind of give him a little, you know, a little extra something here to get this thing going. So this is what happened with Sarah and Abraham. God had made the promises, but they wanted to go out and, you know, they said, well, they're going to step this up. And this is the result. I mean, all these thousands of years now, since then, all these hundreds of years, all these thousands of years, and this is the results of it. And nobody will tell you. You won't hear not one minister get up and tell you that this is where this stuff started way back there at that time. But this is the beginning of that. I want you to hold on just 1 minute. I got to take a little break here, and I'll be right back. Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry about that little pause there. But as I was saying, we want to get ahead of God when he says something. He makes a promise. And we want to sort of get ahead of him, help him out some way. Now these things are always happening. This is how mankind in the first place got into all this trouble. It started back here in Genesis when God first created man. God had told Adam and he had told Eve certain things to do, certain things not to do in the garden, and it would be well with them. But the serpent came along in Genesis 3. Now God, remember, God had told Adam, told Eve, whatever, or what have you, what they should and should not do concerning that tree. Now, in Genesis 3, and starting at the first verse, I'm going to just read some of this. You can read the rest of it, and you know the story, but read it again. God had told them what to do and not to do, but they wanted to listen to the serpent. Now, the serpent was created just like they were. So he was no smarter than they were, but he had a job to do. It says in chapter 3, the first verse said, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, has God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the tree of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest you die. Now, fruit verse say, and the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die, for God does know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And let me say this here, the knowing does not mean that, you know, we're going to be smart so smart you're going to know so much about evil and so much about good. Knowing it means to do good and evil. So that's what man is, a mixture of good and evil. But the evil part is what's going to destroy him. Now, I say that to say this. Now, God already had told them what to do and what not to do. And they decided, Eve decided she was going to sit here and run a conversation, you know, with this you know, with this player, this serpent, when she had no business doing it in the first place, and she sat there and run this conversation with him, arguing with somebody, something that God had made, not what God said, but something that God had created, gonna come up and tell you something, and he supposed to be, smarter than God, and you gonna sit there and listen to them. And Adam, he went right along with her when she decided to eat of the fruit. Now, I'm not going to get into details about why Adam did that, but you have to remember now that Adam, you know, there was only one woman there, according to the scriptures there, and that was Eve at that time. So it wasn't like, you know, Adam said, well, you know, look, baby, you know, if you're going to start playing this kind of stuff, you need to pack your stuff and go. And maybe, you know, I know God don't like divorces, but I'd find me somebody else. Well, nobody, there wasn't anybody else. Huh? And so Adam, like a lot of us, will know better. I'm talking about men now. We'll know better, but if mama put enough pressure on us in a lot of cases, you know, we're going to capitulate. And that's what happened there. And look what happened to the whole world. I'm not going to go and read through all of this, but this is what happened. So this is what happened back here in Genesis. The first man and woman. And then this happened to Abraham and his wife. And the mistakes that they made then affects the whole world, and it has been affecting it ever since. Now, that what happened after this in Genesis. Back here in Genesis 3, but Adam and Eve. When they start talking, when God come out and caught them after they had done what they did, eating off the tree and so forth, in verse 6, said the woman saw that the tree was good and so forth, and she desired to eat it, and then she gave it to her husband and what have you. And when God came by and find out what they did, you know the rest of the story. You know, he found out they were naked and what have you. But the part I want to get to here is what happened as a result of that. In verse 13, when God asked them what happened, why did you do this and so forth, and then the woman started talking, well, the serpent, in verse 13, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. And the Lord God said unto the serpent, why? No, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. Now, God started handing out curses. First curse he handed out was against the serpent. And then the woman, and then the man. You know the story. And the world has been in a mess ever since. But why? Why? Because we always going to do. We always smarter than God. This is the problem today. Besides all the other stuff that we are into, we're smarter than God. We said, well, this is the 21st century, and a lot of this stuff that God tell us we need to do or don't do, that's old fashioned. You know, God is old fashioned. You know, this is 21st century. We are in the hip hop generation. You know, and God just needs to get with it. You know. Well, that's the way it is, and we go, and we and, and and we're so dumb, we really think that way. And we're going to pay. And we are paying. And we're having stuff being set up and for our demise, and we are too dumb to even see it. We think we are progressing and we are going, instead of going forward, we are going backwards. And, you know, unless God is a liar, we're gonna pay. And we are paying, and a lot of things are coming along and happening to us and we don't know why. You know, we have a lot of all these disasters, and we have all this turmoil in nature, you know, droughts on one end of the place and floods on the other end and tornadoes on this end and hurricanes and volcanoes and all of this stuff. Diseases that we have never heard of before. And we haven't been able to connect the dots. We're just sitting there, wonder what's this all about? What's going on? You know, let's just keep sitting here. Let's just keep doing what we've been doing, and we'll keep getting what we've been getting, or what we're getting. So this should be a lesson, but nobody has ever realized that. Nobody. I haven't heard a minister yet that went back and said where all this stuff started with the Islam and with the, you know, between the Jews and all this and between Christians. I haven't heard one say it. All I hear them say is, you know, well, the Jews are the God's chosen people, and this land belongs to blah, 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 whatever. And that's all. That's the end of the story for them. So we battle here, and we fight over here, and, you know, we try to have agreements and what have you, treaties and what have you. And nothing's going to completely work. I mean, we can kind of work things out where we can kind of live together, but it's not gonna completely work. You know, you can't. Let me put it this way. I don't know if anybody listening know anything about building anything or building trades, but if you was gonna lay bricks, concrete or what have you, and you mix your concrete, your mortar and what have you. And you can't put concrete and clay in the mixture and think it's going to hold together. It doesn't work. You either have the mortar or you either have the clay. You can't mix it. You know, can't mix the gold and the silver and the concrete mortar and then the clay and all that together, and then you decide you're going to build this image or we're going to build whatever. It won't work. It won't hold together. It's not made to hold together. But we are trying to do this. We're trying all this different stuff. I like to say something this year, and this is not racism or what have you. We have people come here to America, and for whatever reason, I heard the other day where a guy, this is nothing against Islam or Muslims, because I know some people, I know some very nice people that are Muslims and what have you. And these Muslims, they bought some land somewhere out here in Texas, and they bought it next to a pig farm. And so they opened arms because they were going to build a mosque somewhere near, close to there or something. So now they want the man, they says they want to demand the man to get rid of his get rid of his pigs or his swine. Now, I'd say, you know, we should get rid of the swine anyway, enough, you know, because we should be eating swine anyway. But anyway, if I know that somebody's got a pig farm right next door, then I want to buy it. How can I buy this property? And then after I buy the property, then I tell the man, look, you need to get your pigs out of here because I'm building a mosque over here, and we don't cater to pork. You know, now that doesn't make sense to me. Well, I see my time is about up. I'll see you next time. God bless. Thank you.